The project was funded by an $8.8 million federal grant from the Natural Resources Conservation Services, $4.5 million from individual donors, $3.9 million from the Oscarthorpe family, and $500,000 from Summit County. Summit Land Conservancy completed its fundraising in March. In a press release Wednesday, Summit Land Conservancy Executive Director Cheryl Fox recognized the community effort to preserve the farm. While the Oscarthorpe farm deal is done, Utah Open Lands must raise $1.3 million to preserve the 19-acre Armstrong Snow Ranch pastures. The landowning family donated $10 million, and the Treasure Hill Snow Ranch pasture bond that voters approved in November 2018 provided $3 million to the cause. Since then, Utah Open Lands has raised $1.7 million. Kat Moss, Outreach Director at Utah Open Lands, says the organization is excited about the preservation of the Oscarthorpe farm and believes the community will similarly support the Armstrong Snow Ranch pastures effort.
And we're super hopeful that the Armstrong Snow Ranch pastures, which is full of heritage and Park City culture, will see that same support from the community. And we're definitely doing everything we can here at Utah Open Lands to make that happen in the next 40 days.
The fundraising deadline for the Armstrong Snow Ranch pastures is June 30th. Those who are interested in donating can visit utahopenlands.org. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.